In 1969, a new performing arts center came on the scene in central Illinois. A New York Times critic at the time described the Crayon Art Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana as, quote, one of the most ingeniously worked out art complexes anywhere. Mike Ross has served as director of Crayon Art for 22 years. He says Crayon Art is unique in the way it attracts artists from around the world and supports the School of Music, Dance, and Theater at the University of Illinois.
I'm often fond of referring to Crayon Art Center as a blending of classroom, laboratory, and public square.
Ross spoke with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman about the role the Crayon Art Center has played over the past 50 years in the arts community in central Illinois and beyond.
Are people surprised to find a performing arts center of this caliber in the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois?
Constantly. We hear this all the time from visiting artists, visiting audience members, people who are coming new to this community to live, work, play here. When Crayon Art Center was created, it caught the attention of the cultural elites on both coasts and elsewhere. The surprise factor of having the most comprehensive and beautifully designed performing arts complex to coming into being right here in the heartland. And I think it's a source of great pride.
But can you tell me a little bit about how, in your role at Crayon Art, how you've worked to make the arts more accessible to the broader community, maybe beyond the stereotypical, like, wealthy elite class that is often associated with the arts?
It's important to me, especially given the land-grant DNA, if you will, of the University of Illinois as a public university. I feel a very strong commitment to multiple constituencies across the full public, the full population. And associated with that responsibility, in my view, is making sure that the spectrum of programming that takes place at Crayon Art Center is reflective of the most diverse spectrum of artistry that exists on this planet. And it's certainly not possible in any single season to represent every piece of that amazing and beautiful tapestry of creative expression. It has been one of our primary goals through the years to ensure that there is a diverse representation of artistry and art forms and cultural legacies and histories that the center embraces. And I think that has contributed to our ability to engage with a greater breadth of the population, both here in the immediate Champaign-Urbana area, but more broadly across central Illinois. One of the most important things in my mind is to make sure that this amazing facility that was created with such extraordinary vision in 1969 remains relevant, and not just relevant, but is able to support new endeavors creatively, pedagogically, public experience-wise in the decades ahead.
So related to all of that, I wanted to just kind of hear your thoughts on the importance of the arts in society, what role you feel it plays, like why it's important for people to have access to the arts, whoever they may be from all walks of life, like you mentioned.
Well, that may be the biggest question of all. And I'll go back to the time in which Crayon Art Center opened. Think back to the turmoil and complexities going on in our society at that time, the conflict. If you think about where we are right now, 50 years later, wouldn't it be great to say we're so much better off? But as we know, we continue to live in very complex and challenging times. And I think that those complexities and challenges can often be very real obstructions to the fulfillment of individuals' hearts and souls and minds and their ability to live life, pursue life in a way individually and collectively that feels that sense of wellness that we all hope for, and not just that sense of wellness, but generates an even stronger sense of strength and hope looking forward. And I think the arts have a very important role to play in addressing those challenges.